I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Christ at Trinity Lutheran Church, where it was my pleasure to serve them last week. I pray that Pastor Thompson's presence with you was a blessing to you as well. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this Reformation Day morning comes to us from our epistle lesson read just a few moments ago, and especially these words. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. For all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Thus far the text. My dear friends in Christ, it must have been very dark and fearful and incredibly confusing. 2,000 feet underground and within seconds, 33 men separated from the world above. It only took one moment, one blink in time, and then there was silence. On August 5th, the roof of a mine in Chile collapsed, separating 33 miners from all those above them. On August 7th, a rescue attempt was made using the airway shaft, but there were rumblings, and soon the roof of the airway shaft collapsed. Then there was real silence. And the people above had no idea what had happened to the 33 miners below. And the 33 miners below, for 14 days, had no idea whether anyone was coming, whether a rescue was being attempted, or whether services were being planned. Just silence. Then, on the 14th day, August 22nd, there, deep in the dark, confusing, fearful atmosphere of the mine, a sound was heard. A slight buzz. And then something happened and crumbles began to come down upon the miners, and they looked up and a drill suddenly appeared. Very small, very tiny, but it appeared. And they grabbed whatever they could find and began hammering on the drill. Tap, 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 we're here, we're here. And frantically, one of them took and quickly wrote on a piece of paper, "The 30 of us are all here and we're all right," and taped it to the drill, and the drill disappeared. And then it was known. Imagine those 14 days. Those 14 days of silence, there in the dark, no word on whether or not anyone was coming. Imagine the moment the sound was heard. A word from above. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. A word from a buzz, just a small buzz, just a small word to tell them there is really hope. And then the breakthrough and the word come down, "We're going to get you out." Well, it wasn't just the word from above that they needed. They needed more. Because they had been trapped. And they had been told originally that their rescue was 4 months away. That's how long it would take to drill deep enough and wide enough to get them out. In the meantime, in those 14 days of silence, they had been living on 2 spoonfuls of tuna, a sip of milk, and a biscuit every 2 days. They needed more. They received the word from above, and it was enlightening, and it was hopeful, but they needed more. So soon another a little bit bigger shaft was drilled, and a 5-foot-long tube was lowered. And inside this tube were gracious gifts from above. Glucose gels, rehydration tablets, medicine, water. The simplest of things. But to those in the dark, fearful, confusing atmosphere of the mind, gifts that seemed wonderful and amazing. So now they had received two things. A word from above, a word of hope, and also gracious gifts to keep them supplied. Now, by God's grace, many from around the world had come to help out with this effort. And that which was supposed to have taken 4 months actually took 2. And finally, a shaft big enough had been drilled that this capsule could be lowered down. A capsule just big enough for a man to fit in if he'll squeeze himself very tight and hold very, very still. And what did the miners have to do to rescue themselves? They couldn't climb out. They couldn't do anything. They had to receive it. They had to sit in the capsule and for 20 minutes sit passively and quietly and allow themselves to be rescued. They had to believe that it was going to work. These three things lay hope for the miners. A word from above, gracious gifts that had come down, and finally, a passive faith that would take them to the surface. And you've all seen the pictures. You've maybe even watched the Discovery Channel documentary on it now. As each and every miner was brought to the surface wearing their shades, you know, because of the light. And the jubilation of the people on the surface. The celebration of the world above as each one came. Out of the dark, fearful, confusing atmosphere of the mine, they are brought into the light. It must have been, for Christians in the 1500s, a very dark, fearful, and confusing world. The darkness they felt was brought about by indulgences and merits, pilgrimages and images, icons and expectations of them. It must have been terribly hard. These days of the 1500s, Christianity and the true message of Christianity were buried beneath expectations of a man-made religion and church. And here dwelt these Christians in this darkness, and they needed a word from above. They needed a word of hope. They needed some light. Today, you and I celebrate Reformation Day, commonly known in our circles as Thank God I'm a Lutheran Day. But it really shouldn't be that, right? Really, it should be Thank God I have God's Word Day. Because today really shouldn't be merely about celebrating Martin Luther, and he would probably blush at the prospect of such a thing. Today really should be a celebration of what God did and spoke through the mouth of Martin Luther. It must be about God's word. It must be about this message of hope and grace breaking through as a word from above into a world that was fearful, darkened, and confused by the guilt, by the indulgences, by the authority of a church that had hidden the gospel. They needed a word from above. And this little pastor from Wittenberg, this monk, had been chosen by God, set apart to be his mouthpiece in this time. And he speaks it and breaks through into this world and brings the light of the gospel. Luther didn't do or say anything all that spectacular. He merely spoke what his author had written. He spoke the word. He spoke the word to people who desperately needed it, who needed to know that forgiveness was theirs just because. No requirements, no acts, no money to be exchanged hands, no working it out, just because God chose to give it freely. Luther's message was pure, law and gospel. Following the pattern of Paul here in Romans 3. For there is no distinction, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. That's pure law. You're a sinner. Get over it. Deal with it. It's who you are. But Luther didn't stop there. And he didn't go the way his superiors would want him to go from that. So because you're a sinner, come and please buy this piece of paper that'll give you forgiveness. Instead, he chose to follow the pattern of Paul, the pattern of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace. Through nothing they can do. Justified. Forgiveness is theirs just because God chooses to give it. That's the message of the Reformation. That's the message of God's word. Forgiveness is theirs. Forgiveness is ours. These people living in this darkened age needed a word from above, needed this good gift of grace that Luther would speak. But what must we do, Brother Martin, to be saved then? Have faith. Believe. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Through faith. Believe. Like miners having to put themselves into a capsule and simply go along for the ride, believe that God will save you. He will bring you to the world above. Believe. You and I live in a world that tempts us to a place of darkness, fear, and confusion. And it's from within and from without. Outside of us, we hear time and time again, you don't get something for nothing. Everything is earned in this world. But there's also the voice from within that tells you the very same thing. Your conscience plagues upon you. I have this sin. I must need to do something about it. Your guilt weighs upon you like a backpack you're tired of carrying. And I have to find a way to put this down on my own. We're tempted to that thought. We're tempted to really a mindset of 1500s religion. But the word of Martin Luther, the word of God, comes to you today and says the same thing to you that was spoken to those Christians some 500 years ago. You are a sinner. You have fallen short of the glory of God. And yet you are justified freely by His grace. We need a word from above today just as much as those Christians trapped back then. We need to be reminded time and time and time again that we're saved not by anything that we could do, not by anything we have to earn, but simply because God chose us. Because He chose to bestow upon us forgiveness and grace and eternal life. We need a word from above, and God gives it, and gives it abundantly. But God, being the loving God He is, the giving God He is, doesn't stop at just speaking to us a word of grace. He gathers us as church and gives us grace also in other forms. Eternal gifts descended from above to keep us alive in this place. He gives us the gift of the waters of baptism that we may thirst no more. For in these waters we are claimed as His. We are made His own. We belong to Him now. We are brought out of the realm of slavery into the realm of son and daughtership. We are His children. But more than that, He also bestows upon us a meal. A very simple meal. Bread and wine. Simple elements. But in them, God gives to us eternal elements. Christ's body and blood. Forgiveness of sins. Grace. Eternal life. Our gracious, loving God looks down from above and not only sends His word, but He sends down these gifts. These gifts of baptism and the Lord's Supper that we might be sustained in this time of darkness, fear, and confusion. And in the end, believe. Have faith. And the Father of all love shall take you from this place to the world above. This is what the church stands upon. God's word, God's grace, and faith. It is what got the miners through. This word from above, these gifts descended, and a faith that they would be taken up. It is what brought the people of the Middle Ages under Martin Luther out from under the darkness that had been proclaimed to them to light in knowing Jesus Christ. Word, grace, faith. And it is for you as well. It speaks to you as well. You receive this word from above that you are justified freely by God. You receive these gifts of grace that you may have eternal life, that they must sustain you during this time. And we believe by God's grace that there will come a time when He shall receive us up to eternal mansions. Today, this Reformation Day, we celebrate these three things. For in them God makes Himself known, makes His Son known, makes eternal life and forgiveness known to us. Perhaps it is best summed up by one of the Chilean miners, who when interviewed immediately following the rescue said this, "I believe that the key to all this was in the Word of God, in having believed God. That's why I say to the whole world that the Lord wants them to believe in Him, to believe in His Word. To God be the glory, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.